Welcome to the conference call for Gestauro S.A. to announce the results of the fourth quarter and for the year of 2014. Right now, all participants are connected in listen-only mode, and later we are going to start a Q&A session when further instructions for you to participate will be provided. Should you need any assistance during this conference call, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that statements that made during this conference call pertaining to Gestauro's business prospects and its colleague companies and branches, financial and operation goals and projections are beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and are based on information currently available. They involve risks and uncertainties because they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the future performance of Taurus and therefore lead to results materially different from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. You should be reminded that this conference call is being recorded and will be available in our IR website afterwards. Today with us, but for Taurus, we have Mr. Balbi, CEO, Mr. Eduardo Moretti, VP for Sales and Marketing, Thiago Piovesan, VP for Administration and Finance, and IRO. We also have the following executive officers: Rosineide Ramos, Planning Management Manager, Legal Manager, and Mr. Mustadeiro, Financial Manager. Now I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Balbi, CEO of the company, who's going to make the opening remarks. Please, Mr. Balbi, you may start. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here once again in the conference call for our earnings release and in the year of 2014 was a year that will be considered the year of the implementation of Gestauro's turnaround, and we believe that 2015, the year following 2014, will be the year when we are going to reap the results that we planted in 2014. I think that we should start recapping what we did in 2014, so we should go back to the beginning of 2014. That was an atypical and complex year for Gestauro, both in terms of corporate structure, market, and organizational. So in a brief recap of the events, and there were many events foreign to our businesses that made our management more difficult and some extraordinary costs. Right in the beginning of the year, by March, more or less, many administrative events culminated in the change and adaptation of the financial statements of 12 and 13. And just to give you an idea, along the year, in terms of cost of terminations and inventory, 32 million were booked. I think that this gives you an idea of how Taurus business model was fragile, that led to poor productivity and a product line that I am going to call that was not appropriate to the market's needs. Right afterwards, in April, we suffered the impact and also our competitors in the U.S., but it was the impact of the adjustment of the American market. As you know, 70% of our volume is meant for the U.S. market. And in April, we had an adjustment that culminated along the year in a destruction of revenues of about 230 million reals. This was such a significant impact that regardless of whatever we did internally, we could not completely set off this impact. What we did was to seek to expand new business markets where we just doubled our revenues from exports if we compare 2014 to 2013. The amount of 34 million reais of exports, representing an increase of 4% to 11% of the total of our sales, always focusing on the 840 pistols. And today is the only pistol that has been designed for this market. All the other pistols will be designed and will be launching along 2015, but for the time being, this product is the flagship of our exports. And then we sought to expand our results in exports to other markets. The fact is that at the end of the year, we saw the U.S. market adjusting itself again, so we repositioned our portfolio either by price or with new products. And this market, right at the end of 2014, we went back to the volumes in that market. Well, anyhow, regardless of all these oscillations, it was a year of deep modifications and changes in the company's management model and our pursuit for operational efficiency. I think that 2014 was a landmark in our company. We went back to the basic foundations or assumptions of the company. Eliminated production complexity, and this is very clear in the change in our SKUs, the reduction of our intermediary inventory. So we promoted a deep reorganization of the company's structure, so it became leaner, more functional. We created departments, we redesigned all operational areas, we reduced headcount by about 1,300 people. We also resized our supply chain. We had a sharp reduction in the number of suppliers. We created the concept of outsourcing, where our suppliers became part of our production chain, bringing in quality and efficiency to our project. We also experienced a growth in productivity that we could feel in the last months of the year, which made it possible for us to reduce the fixed cost or to dilute it. We had a reduction of working capital by eliminating intermediary inventory, rework, defect parts. And all of this led to two things: to the potential generation of margin, which, when I say that this is the results that we are going to reap as of 2015, and a clear gain in quality. So productivity is not separate from quality. So this was a constant concern in our project. Now, talking a little bit about 2015, we can wait for the strengthening of cash and operational result. As I said, 2014 was a year when we identified the needs for changes and implementation of our turnaround, and 2015 is the year to reap the results of that process. Anyone who's experienced a turnaround before knows that it has a maturing time. So first you need to implement, and then you have to wait for a little while until adjustments take place. We are based on sound foundations, and we are going to have a strengthening of cash and operational results. The change in our organizational structure has led to a company that today I define as an assembler. So we brought in partners in our process in the area of supplies, and a manufacturing model that can generate and deliver sustainably value. So this is what I wanted to say in my opening considerations, and now I am going to lead my colleagues talk about the presentation. Now I'm going to turn the conference over to Eduardo Moretti, our sales and marketing VP. Good morning, everyone. As Balbi said in his opening speech, it is part of the entire cycle of companies to reinvent themselves and to start thinking differently. So Taurus is 75 years old, a history of great performance, And we took advantage of the 75th anniversary to reinvent the company at all of its spheres. Specifically in sales and marketing, I would like to stress 4 points, which are extremely important to us. I think that the first highlight is the issue of the continuous pursuit for quality in our product. And in this field, we spent most of our efforts during 2014, both in terms of analyzing the features of products and also in terms of quality control in manufacturing aspects. We've been working tirelessly in order to improve the quality of our products. The second point, as Andre mentioned, which is extremely important along the lines of us having safe and reliable products, we reassessed all our series of 800 pistols, 840, 809. We hired specialists, international experts who helped us, and today we have a very reliable product. Along with the 800 series, we developed new important products. We launched in late 2014 our Curve pistol. It's an innovative product that was presented in last year's SHOT Show, and we are taking it to our customers this year. We are also going to have something for the Brazilian market that will be coming over the next few weeks. We had a few other innovations to the market, a revolver. We have a convertible hammer that was very well accepted in the American market. So Taurus goes on reinventing itself and trying to provide more innovative products and better to our customers. In terms of services, I think we should highlight our beginning of work in terms of maintenance and retrofitting. There are many people studying this retrofitting process with some business along the year of 2014. I should not fail to highlight the launch of the new Sammarino. Sammarino is our flagship in our helmets for motorcycles. We have a new Sammarino line, which is already a success, and we have quite significant sales of that product. So all these launches are becoming increasingly reliable and safe. So when we launched Taurus 75th anniversary program, we saw that our company is here to protect people. We make products that protect people, and this is our absolute commitment to safety, and we will continue to pursue that every day. Specifically with regards to our financial results, if you look at slide number 15, if you have the presentation in front of you, on slide 5 you can see a map, and this map shows clearly our sales in each one of the markets. I am going to mention the three main ones. First, the U.S. Andre Balbi talked about the U.S. It was very busy in 2013, and in 2014 there was a drop, a sharp slowdown, and this slowdown is strongly related to a huge volume of sales that we had in 2013. So what happened in 2014, this slowdown in the market found our distributors with very high inventory levels, which led to a reduction in our sales volume in 2014. We should highlight, and I always say, that whenever we meet, that we monitor on a monthly basis all indicators and the checks that each one of American retailers make to check the record of their purchasers. So NICS dropped by 13% in 2014. The good news is that in the fourth quarter of 2014, NICS went up 46% as compared to the previous quarters, so as compared to the third quarter of 2014. And Taurus grew in sales in the fourth quarter by 55% in the U.S. market. So this is the American market, and more specifically in Brazil, there is a growth of 13.5% in sales. This growth is strongly related to an increase in the sales by store owners to the civilian market, combined to the growth in sales to some public agencies, some police organizations, such as, for example, in the city of Santos. The third market is the export market, excluding Russia and the U.S., and as Balbi said, we had quite a significant growth of about 115% as compared to the year before, and this is part of our strategy since early last year of increasing sales in countries other than the U.S. and thus reducing our dependence from the American market. We will always be present very strongly in the U.S. market, but we also want to grow in other markets. We should also highlight Africa, where we had a growth of 600% sales to Egypt and Djibouti. In Asia, sales in Bangladesh, Thailand, and Pakistan were the three countries that grew the most, and we had extremely significant growth in Australia with the sales of long guns, and in South America we had a growth in Chile and Honduras. And as Balbi said, this increased our exports from 4% to 11% of our total sales. So here I was talking about guns. Now going on to helmets. In terms of helmets, we had a drop in revenues of 2.4%. Now, we should also highlight that the motorcycle market has gone down. The licensing of new motorcycles in Brazil has dropped by 5.7% in 2014 as compared to 2013. So, we maintained our market share levels, and as you know, they are quite significant. At about 45-47% market share. So we had a quite good performance in our line of helmets. As Balbi said, we talked about the outlook for 2015. Now I would like to talk a little bit about markets. As to the U.S., 2015 will definitely be better than 2014. We are already seeing 2015 with NICS growing as compared to 2014, and this makes us very optimistic with regards to the U.S. market. As to Brazil, I think that the key point is that, as you all know, we are going through a slowdown in economic activity in Brazil, and by itself, this could lead to an increase of insecurity, which and leads public forces to need to make new purchases. The whole issue is the reduction of public expenses by the government, so we will be faced with this duality in the Brazilian market. So public forces will need equipment, but they will be short of funds. And so this is the scenario in terms of public forces, and I would say that we are trying to tackle this problem by focusing our efforts in other areas. We have today more than 1,200,000 people who can buy weapons. We have a very aggressive program to find these people, to increase the funding for these people, and this will generate an increase in sales that will be quite significant in the Brazilian market. Along with that, we are working to increase our capillarity in stores. We will be in more and more sales points of sales in more stores to increase our offers to the civilian market. And finally, I would like to highlight the effort with all public or government bodies to grow in maintenance services that we understand is a new revenue that we will create, and we started this in 2014, and this will increase in 2015. And we've had quite good feedback from our customers with regards to the service. We should also highlight, and I could not fail to mention, our constant pursuit for new markets and new products also for the Brazilian market. We want to grow too in terms of accessories, and this has always been our number one focus, and we will have new and better products. As to the export market, with the effort, huge effort, to increase our participation in many markets, we have quite interesting businesses for the beginning of 2015. Finally, in terms of helmets, the motorcycle market will not be too different from last year, 2014, and now we are creating, in terms of helmets, and we are expecting to see quite significant and interesting results. We are creating a new line of helmets, a modern, vintage line for specific public of bikers who like this line of helmets. This is an innovation that Taurus is bringing to our market. We are also assessing, and we are advanced in this process in terms of producing helmets with greater value added, which will make it possible to increase our market share in Brazil and also explore the possibility of exporting this new helmet line to some countries. In this manner, we hope to increase sales, and we are also working in marketing with more intense actions with the aim of increasing market share and therefore volume in our helmet sales. Gentlemen, this is all I had to say about the commercial area. Now I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Pio Vezzan, our CFO, who's going to talk about the company's results. Thank you very much, Moretti, and thank you all very much to be with us in our conference call for the earnings release of the fourth quarter of 2014 and the year of 2014. Just to stress, you can see in our IR website, the presentation that you can see online. On slide number six, as it's been said, it was a very busy year with many extraordinary impacts in the business. It was a year of recomposition. And on this slide, you can see the four main groups that impacted our numbers most significantly. The first one was addressed quite emphatically both by Balbi and Moretti, significant reduction in U.S. market with a consequent impact in our company's revenues in 2014. In terms of corporate events, on the whole, it was a quite busy year with many changes in terms of financial statements, lots of legal advice and support to the design that we came along with last year, and the CADE also helped us, and everything that led to the operational issues. We also needed many waivers for our debts. That's something that happened during this year. Operationally speaking, undoubtedly the market slowed down, provided very reduced opportunities for cost dilution, in addition to all manufacturing problems that have already been mentioned. But it was a year of low operational efficiency and also a year with many adjustments in inventory, which ended up contributing to a negative result in 2014. And the last group are non-recurring expenses and lawsuits that also include the work of restructuring, so lowering the company's balance point in terms of expenses, improving operational efficiency. We had some consulting and advices to support us with their expertise to make it possible for the company to have a more efficient turnaround. Labor terminations, we really wanted to balance the company and to bring expense levels to the lowest point possible to leverage profitability, and also the write-off of obsolete items. And also we should highlight the Hunter Douglas agreement, which is in our financial statements with detail, but which led to a provision of 27 million reals for its composition. So these are the main factors and the highlights, not just effects that were specific to 2014, but also a lot of investment in process improvement and the recovery and the work that we are executing right now. On slide number 7, you can see the breakdown into a little bit more detail about these extraordinary non-recurring events that had an impact in our financial statements. I would like to draw your attention to the final amount. It's an adjustment impact of 65.3 million reals, slightly more, in terms of COGS. The impact is close to 30 million in terms of expenses, SG&A and other operational expenses. The impact is 35.6 million reals. So this is the translation in numbers of things that we were saying before. Now on slide number 8. And here you can see a summary of the company's performance in terms of number, in terms of revenue with the impact of the American market and considering everything already mentioned, we had a reduction of 26.7% compared 14 to 13. When you talk about the gross income, of course, we had a reduction because of a smaller production volume, extraordinary costs, as we said, that had an impact in the company's cost. So all of this had an effect in the gross profit. And also, it was also more difficult for the company to dilute its fixed costs, and this really affected the gross profit much more significantly than the net revenue, with a reduction of 41.6%, closing with a margin of 23.9% in 2014 as compared to 29.9% in 2013. Just as an example, if we were to abstract and take out the effect of non-recurring costs, this would be 5 percentage points in the margin of 2014. And if we consider those numbers, we would have a margin of approximately 28.9%, slightly closer to the margin of 2013. In terms of operational expenses, there's a phase increase of 3.7%. and 25.3% in terms of net financial results. Further ahead, we are going to give you more details about this, but in terms of operational expenses, most of the increase arises from extraordinary expenses, as we mentioned in the two previous slides, and in terms of the financial result and financial expenses, the impact is related to higher financial costs, increase in interest rates, but also an effect of the exchange rate. In terms of results, the company booked a loss of 185.4 million reals, which is superior to the 80.3 million reals in the year before, especially because of the events that we mentioned before. EBITDA and adjusted EBITDA, adjusted by the non-recurring expenses, in 2014 it was 44.8 million reals, thereby representing 7.6 in terms of EBITDA margin for the year, whereas in 2013 the margin was 12.4 and the EBITDA was 100 million reals. Cash in terms of our equity indicators, in terms of free cash, 104.5 million and the net debt at 536 at the end of 2014, both of them very close to the levels at the end of 2013. Now moving to the next slide, number 9, you can see here the results of the company broken down by the three main products in terms of weapons. The gross income was 70 million less than it was in 2013, with a drop of 43%. This has brought a smaller margin to us by 4.6 percentage points, going from 26.1% down to 21.5%. Once again, the segment of weapons brought all the impacts that we mentioned before. In terms of helmets, which is the second largest line in the company, you can see by numbers, it had accounted for 21% in the total revenues of 2014, and in 2014 it was 40.4 million with a gross margin of 32.5%. This is for helmets, with a drop of 11% as compared to the gross income, and 3.3 percentage points as compared to the year before. That was 35.7%. So we had a reduction in demand for helmets this year, and as a consequence, the need of the company to keep up with the market so that we wouldn't lose market share, which was possible with smaller margins in the line of helmets. In terms of other products, the revenues closed at 37.1 million reals, 36% less than the 58 million in the year before. And this reduction is basically because we discontinued our forgery operation at the end of 2013 in countries built just to meet the company's internal demand for the manufacturing of arms. That's why we decided to discontinue this line, because the margins were not very good. Our margin was 22%, and our income was 8.4 million reals, with a reduction of 35 percentage points because of volume too. Also, in addition to volume, the mix here, the main component for the drop in margin was the sales mix, which in 2014 was less favorable for the company than 2013, thereby explaining the reduction in margin. Just to draw your attention that earnings before taxes is also affected by the allocation of the discontinued operations of Toro's Máquinas and Ferramentas, and that's why it suffered so much in 2014 as compared to 2013. Now on slide number 10, here you can see the company's SG&A and our operational expenses, and here you can see what I said before. So even though expenses went up 13.7% in nominal values, if we take out non-recurring extraordinary expenses, then this line would have a reduction of 4.7% in the year of 2014 as compared to 2013. Undoubtedly, this expense as compared to the net revenue has gone up significantly, but also because the revenues of 2014 as compared to 2013 had a significant reduction. In terms of other operational expenses that also end up having an impact on this number, in here we have the impact of the provision for labor, suit, civil, and other, and the main amount refers to the suit filed by Hunter Douglas against Taurus Machinas, and it was 27.2 million reals at the end of the year. As said before in the financial statements, we are about to come to an agreement and a settlement of the amount, and this would have a positive effect. So our board of directors approved in October of 2014, and this will be supported both in relevant cash decisions by specific capitalizations in order to support the company's disbursements. The company is already working towards that end. Now, moving to slide number 11. In 2014, and here we are talking about the company's adjusted EBITDA. Forja Stores and its controlled companies had a loss of 184 million as compared to 80 million loss in 2013. We explained why this happened. And considering the scenario of a higher loss, especially in terms of operational adjusted EBITDA for 2014, was 44.8 million as compared to the 100 million of the year before, with a reduction of 55 million. Just to stress, we are following CVM's instruction 127, so we are not considering the adjustments of non-recurring expenses, and it would be negative by 59 million in 2014, as demonstrated on this table. In terms of cash, the gap here was set off by the capital injection that made it possible for us to balance and to have a better cash and debt profile. Now, moving on to slide number 12, and here you can see the breakdown of the company's financial results. You can see that net financial expenses totaled 92.2 million reals, with an increase of 25.3% as compared to 73 million in 2013. And this increase is a result of a higher interest rate, and you can see that it had a significant impact in the company's expenses with interest rates and also foreign exchange rates variations that affected the company. And this also contributed with 43 million in terms of negative variation. On slide number 13, you can see the debt and the breakdown of the debt. And highlight on the slide is that consolidated loans and debt closed at 695.9 million reals at the end of the year, with a reduction of 3% as compared to our debt position on September the 30th, which is the quarter immediately before, and 15% as compared to December 2013. This reduction in debt has an impact in the line before in terms of cash, so part of it refers to the payments that are described in the company's cash position. And in terms of availability and financial investment, we had 159.8 million, 24% below the balance of the previous quarter of 370, and 43% below the 200 million that we had in December 2013. In this manner, our net debt of the company is 536 million reals, representing an increase of 5% as compared to September, and a stable relationship as compared to December 13. So on the whole, debt did not change significantly. The breakdown of the debt suffered some changes, especially because we lower debt levels and also cash levels, as you can see on this table. On the first slides, I talked about the waiver that were important during the year. And on this table, you can see that financial rates, considering the drop in EBITDA because of the atypical operation of the year of 2013, they were really well above the contracted limits. And therefore, we needed to implement many actions to obtain waivers, and we were successful in doing that, and they have been published in our financial statements in full. Now on slide number 14, here again we'll be talking in more detail about working capital, and Mr. Balbi started talking about this, one of the important missions of the company in managing this rate. our working capital had a behavior in terms of face value that was smaller than the last quarter, so going from 317 to 278 million. But in terms of percentage of the revenues, it increased from 39% in terms of the working capital on the past 12 months of revenue to 24%. So here, basically, in this composition of working capital, we have the inventory, accounts receivable discounted from suppliers, and social obligations. So it was quite significant work that we did. This is going on, and we are seeing the results of this work in terms of adapting the company's working capital in this process of resuming growth, operationally speaking. Now, on slide number 15, cash flow of our company, presented on slides 15 and 16. We broke it down in two slides to show first our operational activities and investment activities, and in a second slide, our financing activities. So in the first part, you can see that our cash movements in terms of operations led to 51.5 million in 2014, almost 50% less than we had in the year before because of operational levels, as we said before. In terms of investment activities, on the lower part of the slide, we have 71 million cash in terms of investment related to financial expenses to cover debts and also the investment or CapEx in fixed assets totaling 14.6 million reais in this year. On the next slide, in terms of financing, the cash here was 156.9 million reais in the year, especially because of the pay of net loans and both principal and interest rates, and also with the funds from capitalization of 60 million that came in last year. We should also announce that we had the third issuance of non-convertible debentures worth 100 million reais, and the funds came to the company on June the 30th last year. So adding up all these movements in terms of operational activities, investment, and cash consumption for financing provided to the company 176.5 million cash consumption for the company, closing at 104 million at the end of the year, as we had said before. So in terms of numbers, these were the main things we wanted to highlight, and I would like to stress the message that André Balbi and Moretti already said. I think that we have started 2015 with a new year and a new phase for the company. There have been many changes. We are managing cash and operations, but the scenario is quite different with better business prospects, market prospects, better prospects in terms of foreign exchange rates, and also in terms of operations, and also the company's capacity to respond to whatever happens in terms of trying to find a much more robust and firm position in the market. And we have an important way to go here with a lot of focus and soundness. So these were the main themes of the quarter and of the year, the most relevant points with impact in our financial statements. I thank you all once again for attending our conference call, and now we open for questions and answers. If you have any questions or if there's anything that you want to ask, thank you very much for being with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to start our Q&A session. If you want to ask a question, please press star one. If you want to take your question from the list, please press star two. We get a question from Mr. Castanheira. With an increase of dollar as compared to real, couldn't we give a discount to Americans to make our products more competitive and increase demand? Oh, George, first of all, thank you for your question. We are following along those lines. We have already done that. And obviously, the exchange rate is helping us. And we have already implemented what you're asking, and this will help us to increase our market share in the US. So we should highlight that for our exports for the US, providing us more competitiveness, and we'll work to gain market share with the possibility of the foreign exchange helping us. As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star one. Once again, if you want to ask a question, please press star one. We now close our Q&A session. I would like now to turn the conference over to Mr. Balbi for his closing considerations. Please, Mr. Balbi. Well, we didn't have many questions, which is a consequence of our very good presentation. I would like now, and as this is the last call referring to 2014, and I would like to present a small summary of everything that happened in 2014. So we started the restructuring project of this company with the management with a very low level of knowledge of the real status of the company. And along the year, we were caught by surprise by many different facts and situations, and every time this demanded from us a level of attention and dedication that was great. And I would like to say first that I come to the end of the year very happy with the result of the facts, because everything that we wanted to implement, we implemented. And I would like to say that the company today is focusing on improving its operational structure, productivity. We come to the end of the year with a productivity that is twice greater than our lowest point in the curve, more or less in the middle of the year. But I would like to thank not just my team, but all the employees of the company for your resilience during this process and your dedication. I think that we are closing the year, as I said before, as a year of implementation of a turnaround process, and it started, and we are starting 2015 as a year to reap the results. And I say this, and I know that it's been very short since the turnaround, but this shows the quality of the company, our businesses, and our products. I think that the company was extremely strict in trying to find solutions and seek the results. Now, talking about 2015, as you know, the company does not give any guidances. This is our policy, not to give any guidance for 2015. We believe that we have an appropriate CapEx, and the proposal to be approved in a shareholders meeting is of $31 million to distribute in different areas of manufacturing as the basis of our strategy. I would like to thank you all for your support. to say that the challenge will continue in 2015 because we have the challenge of restructuring our debt, but in a much more solid way. Our company is much more sustainable, economically speaking. We have a more appropriate structure. Productivity is its main thing, innovation is its guide, and 2015 will also be the year when we are going to start the turnaround in helmets. So far we were focusing on weapons, and we are going to start in helmets in the area of plastics. And I would like to read a statement that I prepared here, and it defines the mark of our management and everything I said. Considering the recovery of sales volume in the U.S. market, this management forecasts that the structuring measures that were taken that are on course will make it possible to reinforce the company's foundations and to improve economic financial performance and reliability of its products with our customers, considering the permanent focus on quality. And therefore, the results of the operational actions that were implemented and that are ongoing will present a recovery already in the last quarter of 2014 and will be seen even more consistently and continuously along 2015. And I would like to say that continuing improvement of our processes and the expansion of the management and strengthening of cash and operational results is a commitment of this management. And I would like to say that we did a lot 2014 so that we could come to 2015 and to really be able to implement a new company. I would like to thank you all for your attention. I would also like to thank our customers and suppliers, without whom we wouldn't be here, all our partners and stakeholders. Thank you all very much. Toro's conference call is now closed. We thank you all for your participation and have a good afternoon.